Welcome to the third podcast. In this podcast will be titled Reassurement. Perhaps this will be my longest podcast for you. Who knows? I frequently say that I'm an insecure person. I easily get jealous. I get anxious a lot. I overthink whether if I can be the girl for you, and I literally get anxious if I can't treat you right. I thought you never felt the same way about it, but little did I know, you felt the same way too. Sometimes you think about that kind of stuff. And this podcast is specially made for you, the one who gets insecure over himself, and the one who turns out felt jealousy runs through his mind frequently too. If you ever felt like you make a bad impact to me more than the good ones, then you're wrong. If you ever felt like you're useless, can't do anything, then just stare blankly at the ceiling, wondering at the things you want to do but you can't, then you're completely wrong too. Don't ever think like you're useless, can't make me happy, not as fun as other guys, or maybe anything else that makes you insecure. Look, this is probably the 100th time I remind you this, but I'm going to say this one more time, okay? I'm just going to reassure you right now. I'm just going to reassure that you're fun, you're kind, you're selfless. You always spread happiness whenever you can, and you always made me happy, even by the simplest things. You're smart, romantic, hell, I would even say very sexy and handsome. And you're literally the best thing I ever met, Kay. Please remember that. Just don't feel insecure. I know it's easier said than done. And don't feel like you're the worst. No, you're not. If you're still anxious of whether you make me happy or not, don't be. Because you already make me the happiest I've ever felt these past 2 years. Love you. Welcome to the second podcast I made for you. And this podcast would be titled, I don't know how the heck you actually pronounce it in French, but fuck it. It's titled L'Avenir. Yeah. That means the future. Okay. I don't know what the future holds or who will stay there in my future. But I hope that you, also known as the man I truly love, will stay there, be my partner, my soulmate, my best friend, my chatterbox. Yeah. Someday, sooner or later, I hope to have you by my side, and I gotta deal with it. I don't know if I can, because honestly, I put half of my happiness on you. Like, I depend my happiness on you. If someday you leave, it feels like my heart is going to be shattered in pieces, and it will be so damn hard to glue it back. And it feels like all I can do is just stare blankly while my whole world is just crumbling into ruins. Why? Because I think you're like the half of me. I know it's really exaggerating, but fuck it. You're my first ever close guy friend. First real love, not first love, but real love. First, literally first everything. And you're truly a God's gift for me. Okay, I'll be the cheesiest girl in this podcast, but I just want to say that I don't want you to leave me, ever. A little bit selfish, huh? Sorry. But if you want to leave, then I'll let you go. Who am I to trap you in my arms? But if you leave, well, I don't know what I'll do without you. But since I still have lots and lots of time left, and I hope that time will last forever, I want to spend it wisely. I'll make you happy for the rest of the time because I don't take you for granted. That's all. Thank you.